Welcome to Sound Values, powered in part by LSA Burger and Classic
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in live tonight on DentonRadio.com. We are located in the beautiful Discover Denton Welcome Center on the ever-cooling Denton Square. Hope you guys got your jackets, maybe a toque. Bring your gloves out this weekend. It's going to get cold. Now, let's get down to the brass tacks here. I got my man Selvage in
what's
the house
up,
here.
What's up?
It's good to see you, man.
Yes, now, sir. Yes, sir.
The reason we brought the homie in is because he played a set a couple weeks back up at Breakfast and Beats, and a lot of the music was original. And as y'all know, I have a soft spot for people who come and play their original music, whether they have a mixer or not to do it. You know, that's not really the point. Richie Flo came on one time, and he was like, I just have a laptop, you know.
Exactly.
I was like, dude, you can just have a cell phone and plug in. I don't care.
Get
if the music's
done.
Fire, it's fire. Pardon me. And I was really impressed, man. I really was. I sat there the whole time. And even Ian, you know, YSA, he was like, I was like, yo, this is actually him singing on this. He was like, really? He's like, this is good. And, you know, I told you that I listen to your music in my own personal time.
yes.
You know? And so I was impressed, man. And so I was like, you know, like I've talked to pretty much almost every person who's ever come and played Breakfast and Beats has been on the show, but I hadn't talked to you yet.
Yeah.
And I realized, I was like, you know, I've spent almost a year and a half hanging out with Dalton on Sundays, but I still
every
don't
week.
Know that much about him,
right?
You know, when it comes down to
illustrious
it.
Illustrious figure.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you guys have always come out, been a big supporter of that. So I wanted to get you in and talk to you a little bit, man, and find more about, you know, first off, you know, the music you like, you know, where you see music going, what you see kind of in the future, you know, because you're a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
And so we listen to different stuff, you know, and you also just have an incredible swag about you, which I will always compliment. I even told him, I was like, I'm not going to come in and try to even try to compete, you know.
Feel it.
Yeah, man. So the first question that I want to jump into is kind of get like a background, you know, a background of music and things of that nature, and just kind of see what got you into it. So my first question is, like, what is your first musical memory? Like, the first time that you experienced music as a child or even a little bit older, where it really kind of affected you in a real way?
That is an excellent question that I've never been asked before in my entire life. First musical memory?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was in, like, choir and stuff.
Okay.
When I was in, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as far as, like, doing music in front of other people, so that'd probably be it.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it, but, you know.
Yeah.
I needed something to do.
Yeah.
So we started with that.
So if you need something to do, why choir?
Because the sports season hadn't started yet.
Oh, okay.
So
the coaches were like, you just got to find something to do.
My mom didn't want to, like, hang out with me or something. I don't know. She wanted me out the house.
Yeah, so she stuck you in choir.
Exactly. So I ended up in choir.
That's awesome. I was in, a church choir when I was in, like, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I can remember, like, having to stand up there, like, when we were singing The Lion King. And I can just remember how much my legs were hurting.
No, for real.
And I just wanted to sit down so
yes,
bad.
That
like,
is
just, like, that was, like, the first time I had to be, like, really disciplined all on my own. Like, 8 years old, just like, man, I just want to sit down right now, but Dad's going to be disappointed. Just bear with it, man.
Well, choir is dangerous.
It is,
like,
man.
You lock your knees.
Uh-huh.
You have, like, girls passing out sometimes
you do have people passing
it's
out.
Dangerous,
I swear. It's, like,
man.
It's like the third dangerous
sport. Yeah, contact sport.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right behind croquet
and
volleyball.
Exactly. Yo, contact sports.
Yeah. So at a young age, you know, like you said, you just were like, I just needed something to do. But what kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Mainly like a lot of hip hop, a lot of like R&B, but like first probably say like rock music.
Okay.
You know, I was into that for like a majority of my childhood,
because
I had like a lot of uncles that put me onto that. And,
okay.
Like, first concerts I went to were like rock concerts and stuff like that.
Nice. Do you remember any of the bands or?
I used to be super into like Linkin Park.
Oh,
like,
nice, dude. Who didn't like a little LP,
right?
Man?
You know what I'm saying? And like,
you know,
My Chemical Romance and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I can remember when I'm Not Okay came out.
Oh, that was a jam.
Yeah, I was on vacation.
Video?
I was on vacation. Yeah, the music video was sweet,
hard.
Man. Yeah.
I thought it was a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really made you want to buy a trailer and just be grungy and live in a New Jersey basement. You know, just
lifestyle.
Drive around the country.
Wear some eyeshadow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was kind of like, you know, you had it kind of like in the 80s. You know, guys were wearing tights and had the poofy hair. And then that kind of went away in the grunge. And all of a sudden it
came back
just
a
started
bit
to
there.
See it start to creep back in.
Yeah, more makeup.
You know, and I, like, even when you watch those music videos, like, some of those bands would be wearing, like, the 80s hair metal groups, like, yeah. Twisted Sister, they'd be wearing those shirts. And I think, like, some of that music probably did influence those guys, too, if you just, like, listen to the chords and the kind of way that they did it. But
for sure.
I remember I was on vacation with my dad, and he was like, will you turn that off? All it is
No, for real.
He was like, I don't hear any musicality. And I was like, you just don't get it.
Yeah,
you're old.
It's like, you don't get it, man. Yeah. It's a lifestyle, all right?
So do you have any siblings?
No.
Okay.
Well, I got, like, half siblings. Okay. I have, like, siblings.
Yeah, for sure. So did they kind of influence music in any way or show you anything growing up?
No, not really. Okay. They, like, lived with, like, their other parents.
Oh,
okay,
I got you.
Yeah, so.
No, I understand
that. They just babysit on occasion.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I know that vibe 100%.
It happens.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, like, a lot of people, that's kind of how they discover hip-hop, is, like, they have an older brother who finally gets a car, and mom's not over their shoulder the whole time, and then they can actually listen to the music they want to listen to without being hassled about it.
Yeah.
So how did you go from, like, you know, Linkin Park and all that stuff to listening to more hip-hop?
Probably just, like, TV, man, and, like, watching, like, MTV jams and, like...
Back when MTV had music.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember I saw, like, a Tupac video, and I was like, yo, this is tight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a... Was it like Changes, I think?
Yeah. I mean, that's still a classic.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I really messed with this. And pretty much from there.
Yeah, you can just play that in the club.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody who had beef break. Just comes up and gives each other a hug.
Cool the vibes out a little bit. You know,
see no changes.
So we need to bring this together, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I remember when I first heard, like, Tupac's, just his voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it's so powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
He speaks from, like, his stomach.
Yeah, you know,
I'm on me.
Exactly. It's real low in the body. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of, it was good. I really enjoyed that. And so then you kind of came across R&B as well. And so, what was some of the hip hop and what is now some of the hip hop that you're listening to?
Like, I used to love Lupe Fiasco a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Kanye's first couple albums are definitely classics.
Yeah, definitely.
Jay-Z, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Your Tupacs and your Biggies.
Yeah.
The typical list, Lil Wayne's, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Everything like that. And then, like, R&B goes, I used to, like, really mess with R. Kelly back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
As problematic as that may be now.
Yeah, exactly. I know,
unfortunately,
like,
but... You know,
listening to it, you're like, I can't play Bump and Grind.
I don't know about this, man. Context might be weird. But he's definitely got some classic albums, though.
It really does, man. Did you listen to Usher at all?
Of course.
Yeah,
I was a huge Usher fan.
Yeah.
Like 8701, all that.
I can remember when Usher came on Oprah. My mom used to watch Oprah. Every day I come home, she'd be watching that. So when Usher was on there, and she was like, all right, I know this is weird, but can we see your abs?
Of course.
And I was like, oh.
Crowd goes wild.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Of course. Of course.
You know, goes nuts, man, about it. And so, like, as you got older, did you steer away from the rock music and start listening more to exclusively hip-hop?
No, for a while, it was like, I just got into, like, more, like, hardcore rock music.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be, like, hip-hop, or it'd be, like, someone's screaming, probably.
Yeah.
it was more, like, less singing and, like, more screaming, or it'd be, like, rapping or, like, R&B singing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? That's really not far off.
Yeah.
From what I was, like, it was, like... I was either listening to, hip hop, or I was listening to, like, From Autumn to Ashes.
You know what I'm saying? Like something like a little hardcore.
Yeah, something that was a little hardcore.
Yeah,
I never got into black metal.
Yeah,
that.
You
really
know what I'm
over
saying?
The top. Like,
yeah, not into that. Yeah, you know? Can't do that.
I mean,
but it's like a high pitched scream.
Yeah. I was into that angsty scream.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what I wanted some more of. That's
it
what
doesn't
I,
wreak violence. A little less sketchy.
Yeah, exactly, man. I just want some good old boys with some eyeliner.
Exactly.
A few power chords and we're good to go.
That's all I need, you know what I'm saying?
that's what's up, man. So, did you play an instrument at all growing up?
I, like, tried to learn guitar when I was, like, a kid, but never did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, never had the patience, unfortunately, so I'm trying to learn now, but still hard.
Yeah.
Probably harder now, to be honest with you, but, you know.
Look, man, I started learning to play guitar because I got grounded for bad grades.
No.
Like, well, I don't have anything else to do for the next 2 days, so yeah, I guess I'll play this thing my dad has.
I wish I'd have been more productive with my time being grounded.
That was in the ninth grade when I started doing that. And then all of a sudden, like, in the ninth grade, when I was in the ninth grade, it was like 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And, like, that was when Tony Hawk Pro Skater, it was like, three was coming out.
Yeah.
And then, like, so everybody in my school played guitar and apparently skateboarded.
Oh, yeah.
Or just wore skate
everyone,
shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
people skate, nowadays
man.
Skate.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And we would always look at the guy. We'd be like, do you skate goofy or regular? And what they told us, we'd look at like this part of their shoe.
Exactly.
And if it wasn't scuffed up, like,
you're
not skating.
You're not skate.
Might just be pushing.
You're not really pushing, doing anything.
You're
not jumping
man.
Down anything.
That's what's. So, okay. So, you know, like I tried to play guitar, you know,
yeah.
just frustrating. But so, like,
it was hard.
How has that, how now, because your music's good, you know, like
yeah.
the, it's got a lot of harmonics.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
How did you start to learn how to produce music?
Well, my friend Ansel was like a DJ
okay.
for a while, and he was like, you should make music. He like gave me his copy of Ableton.
That's
and
cool.
I just started messing with that, and like eventually I actually figured out what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know it sounds good.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I may not know like the names of the notes or anything.
Yeah.
I know it sounds good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that's how I do it usually.
Dude, there's a lot of people who will say like, that's even better. You can
yeah.
know all the, because like I've talked to some of the, you know, most talented jazz guitarists and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, man, sometimes you get bogged down in like music theory and this and that.
Yeah.
And like, dude, why can't I just play?
I feel that.
You know, because yeah. there's this famous pianist, jazz pianist, Bill Evans. He goes, you spend years and years and years learning how to play,
mm-hmm.
but then eventually you just have to forget. You know, it's like you can't be up there like, oh, I've got to,
yeah,
you know,
this has to go to this just, and this has to
yeah,
flow
yeah,
to
it
that.
Doesn't have to work like that. You
yeah.
can flow all over the place
exactly,
with it, man.
Yeah.
So you get Ableton.
Yeah.
And what was your experience learning how to use Ableton?
I thought it was rather easy. Well, actually, I take that back because in middle school, I messed with Fruity Loops a couple times.
Okay.
But, like, it was super ugly. No offense mm-hmm. to anyone who likes Fruity Loops. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's ugly. And, like, everything is stacked on top of each other. So I was like, it's same for me. So I quit immediately.
I agree. I don't know why I whispered. They
you know
can hear
me. Yeah. They can definitely hear that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I started with that, actually. And, like, mainly I just wanted to, like, mess around on auto-tune.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do, was just, like, yell into that and, like, just see what it sounded like.
Yeah, for sure.
But quit that for a while. Then I got Ableton. Figured out how to loop stuff. Did not know how to quantize anything for the longest time.
Yeah.
So if I like listen back to stuff that I was making, its timing is terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Were you drumming out the beats
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, drumming
See?
It out and just leaving it.
Yeah, because I didn't know. Like, dude,
yeah.
I was trying to make 808 rolls. Like,
yeah,
how did
just
they
banging
do this?
On these keys.
Like, how
right?
are these guys?
You can draw this. I
yeah.
find out a year later.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. I was like, wait, what?
I could have drawn this. Because
then all
time?
These tutorials started popping up on YouTube.
Exactly.
You know, because it was getting more and more popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were seeing like, you know. Artists, I was going to shows and I was like, he's just pressing buttons. Like,
yeah,
how's he
like
doing
working.
This? Yeah. And sure enough. And yeah, so I, like, the first time I got Ableton, I remember I opened it up and I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
just like you, I thought it looked prettier than FL Studio.
Yeah. Everything's much
you know?
Easier to find in there.
Yeah. I thought so too. And like, you know, like, Jared, who's used FL Studios since we were like 16, we used to go over there and just make funny rap songs, and he would
yeah, yeah,
tune
yeah.
our voices way up or way
Super
down.
You're like, yo, what's up? It's Magic.
Uh-oh, it's
this,
a screw tape. Yeah.
This Magic mic rolling through. We out here in Grapevine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dove Creek Assassins.
You can still find that stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
shout that
Creek out.
Assassins.
Google YouTube that right now.
Please don't. I wasn't. I mean, you can't tell which voice is mine. So
no,
I promise you, I was never on any of those tracks.
There you go.
You know,
I got some terrible music out there on the internet. So
I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
You have to have some terrible music, and you got to
yeah.
leave it.
Yeah,
don't
of course.
Take it down. Let people know where you came from.
Yeah, I also just don't know the passwords.
Yeah.
So like, or the emails I use. So
I can still
forever.
Go to my pure volume and find my like emo cheese,
oh,
but I don't, it doesn't work. Like I've clicked on it,
yeah,
and it just won't load. I think they're finally like,
probably
dude,
for the best.
Out of here, like, this stuff is 20
yeah,
years
we
old.
We can't do this. It's
yeah,
outdated now.
So where did you grow up?
Victoria, Texas.
Victoria, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it like growing up? What is Victoria, Texas like?
It's like a small town.
How many people live in Victoria, Texas?
That was a great question that people ask me all the time, and I do
like
not know the answer
like
to.
Like 1,000?
No, not that small.
You guys got a Piggly Wiggly? Or like, nah, that's when I always feel like I'm in a small town. Is somehow the Piggly Wiggly survives. Or a Brookshire's. We got a Brookshire's.
We don't even got one of those, though. How many people live here in Denton?
I don't know. Jake, do you know it's like 500,000 or something?
130,000.
Oh, okay. 130,000.
Can you Google that for me?
500,000. Yeah. You know, I don't know why I thought that.
I'm about to have that exact Victoria population statistic right now.
That's what I like to hear, yeah.
Manager.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Let's see, what do we got?
Ooh, 62,000. Yeah, I was going to say 30, like so yeah, not that bad.
It's like half the population of Denton. That's not bad, man. But
it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows pretty much everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Can't get away with none.
Any trouble I tried to get in, never worked
everyone
out.
Everyone knows.
Never
Mom's
worked.
Mom's finding out.
Yeah. So growing up there, you know, like, was it, like, did you kind of have to – were you kind of one of the few people who was listening to hip hop, or like, because sometimes people, if you're in a smaller town, you've got like your select 10 people who
exactly.
like listen to this.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty much it. Yeah,
like you're the guy who finds this stuff.
Yeah, and I like tell everyone, yo, you should check out da 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 da.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was basically it. Mainly a lot of country folk there.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll happen. Country. It happens.
Texas,
you know. You know, much love to the
you know,
country
shout
folks,
out to
you
know? Them. Got a few bops here. Yeah. And there.
So that's actually something that I want to talk about too, because as silly as this might sound to you, mm-hmm. Whenever I think of Dalton, I just think about a hip cat. I'm just like, this dude's just cool, man.
That,
he's just fun to be around. Like, I laugh so hard.
Good stuff.
So there's a lot of new lingo going around here.
Yeah,
man. And I think I don't know who it was. It might have been you or Lofty who was like, yo, kids are calling songs bops. Man.
Yeah.
So
I don't know where that came from. I started doing it a couple of weeks ago. I was like, yo, that's a bop.
Yeah. Because I always wonder how this stuff, like this stuff spreads. Like, is it social media? These like iconic words all of a sudden that become so like is there anything that like you can think of that like that hip hop artists of today, you know Playboi Carti and Travis Scott, guys like that who have created words that we use.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, you know, ASAP Rocky and all those guys.
Yeah.
Like,
they'll say bop. Definitely one of them.
Bop's gotta be in there.
Calling everyone slime is definitely a thing, you know, that I have recently adopted.
Yes. And, yeah, man. That when I saw Travis Scott at where was it? Wakarusa.
Oh yeah.
Bonnaroo. When I saw him at Bonnaroo, I don't know how, but somebody snuck a fire hydrant or a fire extinguisher.
Okay, yeah.
Not a fire hydrant.
I was like, that's a lot of work.
Not a fire hydrant.
That's pretty
heavy.
They
snuck a fire hydrant into a festival, brought it into the middle of the show, and just started spraying it up in the air, man.
It's lit. Itchy
I don't know
boys.
If you know, but those things are not good for your
eyes. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Those are for fire.
Yeah. That's for putting out things that can really hurt you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Not supposed to do that, man.
Yeah, it's a weapon in like Grand Theft Auto, if I remember correctly. It's dangerous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you start making, like, when did you start producing, you know, to a point where you actually, like, when did you start? Like, how long ago before you were even quantizing stuff?
Well, probably, like, sophomore year in high school, I would say. Like, I actually started, like, sitting down and, like, trying to make actual full beats.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pretty much been doing it since then, you know.
Wow, okay, so what is that? That's like, is that like 7 years or
probably
6 years?
Yeah, seven years.
Yeah, man. Okay, that's wild. Because like, I always just played like a lot of guitar and stuff. You know, like it was the emo was like the way. Now I always liked rapping.
You know,
I enjoyed that. And then like, I think junior year was when 8 Mile came out.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
just inspiration.
So, yeah. And I was just like, oh,
okay. Yeah.
But then everybody thought they could rap all of a sudden.
Of course.
Everyone was like,
everyone thinks I can rap now.
Let's battle.
It's probably worse.
Let's battle rap.
Yeah, it was battle rap. Though.
Yeah. And we had a kid named Matt Robinson. He was the only DJ I knew, like growing up at all. And he had a DJ business. And so we did a field day, and me and all the basketball players had to set up the field day. And so he brought all his stuff out. He set up this mic, and of course the freestyle competition begins.
Of course,
and the battles. Yeah,
unavoidable.
In South Lake, Texas. No, I don't know if y'all know that, but we had no business battling against each other.
No, I understand.
The only thing you could do was make fun of each other's moms.
Exactly.
That's
all you got. And, like, call each other's girlfriends.
Yeah, and then it's like, I didn't even have one of those. Oh, so that's what they just made fun of me back then.
Damn. That's
painful. Like, you ain't even got a girl.
Oh no.
This is rough.
Yeah.
So you started doing that about sophomore year. When did you start like recording your voice and like singing?
Probably later on that same year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was like making. Well, I didn't even make beats first, to be honest with you. I was like just rapping over like instrumentals for like songs.
Yeah.
Like Lil Wayne and like.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I think that's what like most people start doing.
Like
on some old
like No Ceilings type vibes. You know, it's just going to rap over like whatever. So like I made one song. Well, all right. So I knew this girl in high school. And we were homies, and we would, like, ride around in my mom's car and stuff. And we were, like, listening to Drake, because Drake was, like, just, like, coming out with really good songs.
Okay.
Like, you know, Take Care Time, you know, classic Drake albums. And we were, like, riding around. And I was, like, rapping over that. And she was, like, you should be a rapper. And I was, like, you know what? I should be a rapper. and then my grandparents bought me, like, a mic for, like, Christmas one time.
Nice.
And so I hadn't used it. Like, I got it before that, and I just, like, hadn't used it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, all right, I'm gonna be a rapper, blah, blah, blah. Started downloading instrumentals, put one out, and told a couple friends about it.
Yeah.
And, like, they, of course, like, had to tell everybody that they knew about it. And, like, now the whole school, like, thinks I'm a rapper. And, people are, like, requesting instrumentals, like, left and right. And I'm like, all right, I guess this is my thing now.
Yeah. So,
started doing that for a while. I was just rapping off that. And then started actually trying to make my own beats. Because, like, I wanted to rap over, like, beats that weren't, like, popular.
Yeah.
But I also was broke and, like, did not want to pay people for beats. Like, which I now feel like I feel bad when people don't want to pay me for beats. but it's like I was in that same boat.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling, like, well, learn to produce, man. That's what
I
did.
Yeah, that's what we... Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, bro.
You know,
I'm not going to give you anything for free, all right?
You know, because I started off rapping. Like,
yeah.
I moved to Colorado, and I used to just rap for fun. You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
did it with my friends in the car on long drives. They put an instrumental on. They'd be like, "Yo, freestyle," and they'd give me different words. You know, they'd be like broccoli, and then I'd have to rhyme with broccoli. You know,
and stuff
like that. And then one night it was like me and all the guys I worked with. We were all chilling, and my buddy Eric was like, "Yeah, Mike can really, really rap." This kid from Tennessee was like, "No, you can't." So I was like, "I'm pretty good at it, man." So I rapped, and my boss, he started calling me Murda Moose.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, Murda. He's like that. He was like, and I remember I was like, why? He's like, Murda, we got a moose over here. Murda Moose.
Let's go.
And so I asked him, I was like, what? Why did you, how'd you come up with that name?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you murdered that freestyle that night. And like a moose is a very lazy looking,
very relaxed,
chill animal. But you crossed the line on a moose and it will
stomp
you out. So I was like, oh, that's the most lovely backhand. A compliment.
Yeah, for real though.
He's lazy and docile
look like
looking.
Do much, but.
But he will. So how did you come up with the name Selvage? What does it even mean? I don't even know the word.
Well, for a long time, I could not figure out what I wanted to call myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like trying to ask all my friends, and like my friend Patrick was like, "Well, you gotta pick something that, like." I don't mean to do his voice like that.
Yeah.
He said, all right, you don't talk like that, but you know the thing. You talk regular, but he was like, you pick something that's like close to you, da 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 da. I still had no idea what he was talking about. But then I was like super into like fashion and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like Selvage jeans are like a nicer quality of denim, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like
okay.
threaded a different way than like regular jeans. They like last longer and stuff like that. And
all
I was
right.
like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a cut from a different cloth.
I see.
yeah.
I like this.
The vlog coming soon. Cut from a different cloth.
Man.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all in the game. It's all connected.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, I was
Boys
just like,
got
yeah.
tricks.
Yeah, my sleeve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Magician.
Yeah, man. Well, let's touch on your thoughts on fashion real quick. Like, I'm just kind of curious, man. Okay, because, you know, like, I'm not very good at it. I tried once.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I'm gonna be as swag as Lofty and
cool.
Dalton, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get me some Yeezys. And I was like, I can't buy these.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
You know, but then I was like, why do I like? But even like, so like, I feel like streetwear kind of came out of nowhere. But I feel like that's just my experience with it. So can you give me any background on the history of some of these brands?
Like, you know. Mostly it's been around for a while, usually.
Yeah.
Like, streetwear has been, like, a thing since, like, the 90s, probably. But, like, you know, skateboarding got, like, extra popular. Skateboarding used to not be cool.
Yeah.
But, like, now everyone's, like, trying to skate and, like, be a skateboarder and all that stuff.
Because,
like, I don't know what happened, but started getting all the girls, I guess. I don't know. The usual, that's how it usually goes.
Yeah.
But that
Whatever
happened.
The girls like, that's what we
that's
do.
What, that's what we're on now.
That's just how it works.
That's just how it been. Right,
yo,
we're
girls
on that
like
now.
This, I'm going to go get me some trucks on the board.
Exactly. I'm going to at least look like I do that.
Yep.
So, like, I feel like probably with, like, skateboarding gaining, like, more popularity, streetwear became, like, more on the forefront of stuff. Like,
right
especially
on.
Now, because, like, big fashion brands are kind of like copying like skateboard kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, especially, you know, Supreme, you know,
yeah,
just
exactly.
The, like,
Louis Vuitton collabs, mm-hmm. all kinds of wild things.
Yeah,
like that.
That's what's wild is that you have these fashion, like big time fashion
yeah, like
brands.
Houses that are owned by like Moët and Hennessy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and they're putting that into skateboarding, you
yeah,
know, which
exactly.
is interesting to
it's
me.
Wild.
You know?
Running and, the culture right now.
Yeah, and I think since I've kind of been out, like, there's a few things I follow on Instagram to, like, watch skating, you know.
Yeah.
Like, One Street Mag down in Austin, they're really tight. And they're always posting cool stuff, but it's literally streetwear and skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how the two and two were so linked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then, like, I went to the Supreme website, and, like, you know, what have they been around since 93?
Yeah, yeah.
New York?
Yeah, New York, little skate shop.
Yeah, and so it's up. Like, how do you go from being a skate shop to selling a t-shirt for $250?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, how does that occur?
Dude, I don't know.
How do you get that kind of clout? You know, that's something
Man,
I've been wondering.
Get the right people to start wearing your stuff. And, I like, mean, another thing about streetwear is, like, producing things in limited numbers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, limited yeah. runs, like, you can't. Buy it everywhere.
Yeah, we got 100 of this.
Exactly.
You can
like,
get it
you
online.
You got it or
yep.
you don't got it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You bought it or you missed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which I appreciate at the
yeah.
same time. You know?
Yeah, it's
like a little club.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what's cool about it. And I feel like when people see each other wearing those brands,
yeah,
they
exactly.
they kind of have, they're like, oh, you know, hey,
yeah,
you're
cool.
You got the vibe.
Exactly.
You,
yeah,
you know?
You immediately have something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
Oh, you woke up early for that too.
Yeah.
Did you get da da da? No, my heart was broken also.
Yeah. Like, that's, were you there last week when they were looking at all the DBZ shoes, the Dragon Ball Z,
oh, the
like
Adidas
edition? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, some of those joints.
Those pretty far. You know what I'm saying?
I really liked the Vegeta ones personally.
Yeah,
plus,
yeah.
I always liked Vegeta, even though
yeah.
he was like the bad guy.
Yeah.
I always had a lot of respect for him.
Yeah,
you
know? He's cool, man.
Yeah.
I wish he'd stop complaining.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Kakarot.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like,
chill out with all that.
Yeah, just those Kakarot.
Go to the gym, dog.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
Saying?
Get a, go to
what's working right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Just go to the Hyperball
exactly.
or whatever that thing was. Get in there.
Get the extra heavy gloves and boots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Get it going.
So we'll get back on the music track.
Yeah,
but see, I knew this was
a little tangent.
No, no, it's all good. It's all good. That's what it's all about, man. Bouncing around, having fun.
Yeah.
So you start kind of singing and but rapping. But
yeah,
rapping at
definitely
first.
Start rapping for
now,
sure.
Now, to sing on a track takes confidence.
Yeah. Because
I have tried it and it sounds awful.
Yeah.
So I just don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
But like you have a very natural, it doesn't sound forced at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how did you kind of hone that in?
Well, I always just like to sing, just in mm-hmm. general. Like, when I was a kid, like, my mom would always...
What, have you joined choir on purpose because you
I didn't join choir on purpose because I liked it. I just liked some music and, like, singing and stuff. I wasn't
yeah.
trying to be in choir,
yeah.
though. Actually, we got out a lot of days of school, so I kind of was trying to be in choir at the same time. And, like, you didn't have to sing. Like, you could just, like, move your mouth and just hang out. And, like, a couple of the homies were in choir,
yeah.
you know, but... Other than that, I definitely quit as soon as I could, for sure. Yeah, I was almost the like, vice president of choir.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was, like, voted that, like, the day I was quitting, and she was like, you still want to quit? And I was like, yes. So,
that was like
disappointed her, but, you know, shout out to the choir teacher.
I left my, I quit my theater arts class, because, and my teacher was like, please don't go.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the only one who takes it seriously. I'm like, that's why I'm leaving,
that's
man.
That's why I gotta get out of here.
Like, you know, I'm sitting here trying to act and, like,
right,
actually have fun in the class.
Exactly.
Because I was always like, this was an elective.
Yeah.
Y'all chose this. You could have taken nutrition.
Yeah, right?
Why do you
healthy.
Choose a class where you have to get up in front of people if you have stage
yeah,
fright all
that was
the time?
A bad decision, unless you're trying to get over it.
Yeah.
Even at that point.
We had to do a musical type
yeah.
thing. But what was really cool is we had this guy who could actually play the piano really well.
Oh, okay.
And so he played that Requiem for a Dream, the theme song from that,
oh,
at the very end
fire
of like
movie
this thing we
and
had
fire
yeah.
theme song.
This so me and like this group of four other people, we because like the assignment was you had to integrate song and dance and tell
mm-hmm.
a story with no words.
Oh, Lord.
And so we had a bunch of different stuff, but we did the Beat It dance, you know, the like the thing where you lock hands and you do,
oh,
you know, like
wow.
the, you know,
the,
yeah,
like, knife fight.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So me and this girl did this, and when
to
and,
the
yeah.
Requiem,
no, not to that one.
Oh, okay.
We actually did it to Beat It.
Okay, gotcha.
But when she got me, when she finally got
yeah,
me,
yeah.
that's when the Requiem came
on. Oh, okay, clever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, but that was the last thing we did. My teacher was like, that was great, like, please don't
yeah,
leave.
Don't
but,
leave, man.
So that's so funny, man.
Game.
I didn't really want to be there. The homies was there. Then I almost got voted VP.
Yeah, it was getting yeah. out of hand when I was almost vice president. I was
that
like,
sounds
yeah,
like
gotta.
Some funny, like some, sounds like some politics type stuff. Yeah, man. I didn't really want to get into politics, but the homies was doing it.
The homies were doing it.
Then all of a sudden, running it all. VP.
I got way too much power for some reason.
Like a flash, just like that, man. So you're singing and you know you're making your beats. Mm-hmm. How do you? Because the one thing that I run into is that when I make a beat, I'm like, okay, cool, this will be good for a rapper. But then I end up putting so much other stuff into it,
into the
track,
where it's like kind of too much.
For it wouldn't make sense for a voice to be over. So how do you control that side? Overproducing.
I'll either just do it anyway.
Okay.
Because I definitely have music where there's like a lot going on, mm-hmm. and like afterwards, I'm like, it's a little bit much. But like, I still like the way it sounds, and like I'll just put it out anyway, and like or just like rap over it. Or it's like usually if I'm like making a beat, like I'll do like 10-15 like I don't know, like 8 bars of it, and mm-hmm. like I'll stop making the beat and I'll kind of like come up with like the words for it.
Okay.
And I'll like probably like just like lay that down real quick.
Nice.
So I don't go too hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise I'll just be like stacking stuff up for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a full symphony going.
And so do you use a keyboard anything now?
I use a keyboard and like a little drum pad.
Cool. And stuff. Are you like me where you just like put your finger somewhere and you're like, well, that sounds kinda cool?
Yeah.
And, like,
I'll do that. A lot of just like, yo, this sounds nice with this keyway over here. You know what I'm saying? These are like, there's 3 here and there's 3 here, so these are related.
Yeah, that's so exactly how
they're
I
related,
learned.
So that makes sense. Hit those guys together, or I'll use like various plugins that like help you with chords too.
Those are cool too, man. Like Ableton has like an actual chord MIDI thing.
Yeah, they got a
and
chord
MIDI
thing.
You can just cheat your way.
I've been
you just put it on B major and
everything.
You
and this is what I'm doing now.
I watched a tutorial. This guy named Kill Paris. Mm-hmm. He was like, look, let's say you don't know music theory. He's like, well, I got a trick.
And
I was like, wow, that's like, I still wanted to learn, but I was like, man, that's pretty cool that like you can like a program can do that.
Like I'm definitely still, I still like to know what I'm doing, but like if I need like something quick, like a quick chord progression, there's like one plugin that I always go to that I'm not gonna say here. Not gonna give out all my secrets. I'll tell you off camera.
But like,
and they're not paying me. No free promotions over here.
No free promos. Because like I like how you said like, you know, well these sound good over here, so then down here they got they're connected.
Yeah, they're connected.
And what's funny is one of the jazz guys I was talking to, he's like, well, dude, that you're learning scales and you don't even realize it. Happening is, because I told him, I was like, man, I'll usually go boom boom, huh, you know, major major minor, you know, and it's like it's connecting the dots.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, well, dude, you're just learning scales.
He's
like, but they're like the intuitive scales that you find easier, you know, where you're like, oh, okay, and
this makes sense with this,
He's like, what gets hard is when you start to mix the majors and the minors all together.
And you start playing over here,
guy
over here.
And then there's just, you know, to be able to do like, you know, just with the quickness, you know, playing a rhythm with one hand and doing something else
doing
over
something
here.
Fancy and flourishy.
That's where it's like, you can't create that like within a pro. I mean, you could draw it, you know, you could draw it out.
It doesn't
like,
sound the same. It doesn't feel the same though, you know?
Exactly. So that's where it's like playing the piano takes like some real talent and practice. Like, I was with Sanford last night and we were listening to this, the new Anomaly album, which is ridiculous. And like, and I was talking to Sam, I was like, this guy has got to, he's got a jazz background, no doubt, because it's like there's a reason he's called Anomaly.
Because
the music's just it's super busy, but everything fits.
It fits perfectly. Makes sense mathematically.
Exactly.
I feel like
and it's and music is so much is so mathematical.
And which is wild.
And like, you know, when I used to play guitar and stuff, people would be like, oh, you must be great at math. I'm like, nah, man, that's actually why I got grounded and started playing thing in the first place.
Actually, I have nothing to do with math.
Getting, I'm just getting lucky here right now, man. So, man, so when did you start to put stuff out on SoundCloud?
On SoundCloud? Just like on like during high school, that sophomore year.
Nice.
Like, people kept like requesting stuff. And like,
okay.
I made like, what was it? Probably rapped over what was the song, like Purple Swag, with like two of my homies, and we just like put it out and everyone was like, you're actually good at it. And like I started like releasing stuff like once a week pretty much, because like people just kept telling me to do stuff. And, like,
nice, man.
I wasn't doing anything in the crib, so
yeah,
just upstairs in my room
making
so
beats,
like,
but
just close my
music.
Door don't listen to me, cuss mom.
Yeah.
Stay downstairs.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, when I was making my, like, angsty teenage stuff and my dad was in the living room, like,
just, like, shaking her head, just disappointed.
You quit basketball for this?
Yeah, right?
And like, they're singing about your girlfriend and stuff. Right. And
no, you're supposed to be doing homework up there.
Yeah. No, after a while, like, parents just stopped seeing if I was doing homework. I was like, look, y'all, I'm going to junior college.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to get something.
I'm sorry. Done, like, I got an 88 GPA. You know? I'm not the smartest kid, but I'm definitely not the dumbest.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm running good in the race.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. Yeah, sorry, I like to have a little fun.
Yeah, right. Excuse me, having a little life going on.
I'm a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I didn't even realize it. And all of a sudden, I was 31 years old. I was like, yo, what happened?
What have I done?
This is crazy. It's been a good time. It's been a while. And so now, where do you kind of like, who do you take inspiration from?
Probably like musically, yeah. You say, you know, like, I would say like Kanye, Lupe, Drake, still like rock stuff, so like Dance Gavin Dance, and
okay,
like The Fall of Troy.
Oh, dude.
See, I love The Fall of Troy, so, like, that's why most, like, I feel like, I don't know if that's why, but, like, I have a theory as to, like, that's why, like, some of my song structures are, like, don't make much sense.
Yeah, because like, that's math rock.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, like, they be going in and, like, those tempo changes completely.
What was that, like, FX, MX?
Yeah, FCP remix.
Dude, oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Yeah, I love them. Like, I used to listen to them, like, all the time. Like, enough to where, like, I can, like, do the songs in my head. Like, I know when the switches are coming.
Yeah,
which is, like, too much because it's, like, every 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, man. They were, like, when I heard that band, I was just like, I'm never going to be able to play guitar like that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I just can't do
that. I was
that,
like, this makes me want to play guitar.
Yeah, I was like,
but
I can't.
That is insane.
Like, whatever this
He's, like, not
doing,
even touching things
yeah,
at this point.
Doing this. It's
got, like,
crazy.
His hand behind him, like, scratching his head and playing with, like, one hand. I'm like, yo, is that even possible?
That's cool, man.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Anytime anybody mentions The Fall of Troy, I'm excited.
Dude, me too.
It's just like when you see somebody wearing streetwear. See, now we homies.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
More since you mentioned
know,
The Fall of Troy.
Fall of Troy, yo, shout out to them.
Yeah,
should get back together.
Yeah, please, come on,
come on, guys,
let's hit a tour for us real quick. Yeah, we'll have them out to breakfast.
Yeah,
and beats
have them come play breakfast and beats. Fall of Troy.
Yeah. I want an acoustic.
Yeah, dude, that would be nice though.
Yeah, all right, I want to hear that
on banjo.
You know, I bet you we could.
Right? Oh, we could.
Man, that sounds like a challenge right there. I'm gonna hit up
get some folk.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit up somebody who I know is a good banjo player. And be like, I want you to learn this.
Yeah, learn some like.
All right. And they go, hi, girl, this is where we're going down to me.
Love it.
That could be a new mission.
Yeah, man.
A new reason for life.
Yeah, the Fall of Troy inspires.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Inspire.
Absolutely, man. So, do you, like, you know, some people, they make music for fun. Some people, they make music because they, like, they want to try to blow up and do something with. Why do you make music?
You know, I do it for fun, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't honestly know, like, what I would do all day. Like,
yeah.
I can't play video games. I mean, I could play video games all day, but it's like, I can't do that to myself personally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I like to do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I do it for that. And, you know, I would like to blow up. That'd be nice too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I could get rich and famous off of it, you know what I'm saying? That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I have no problems with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know, I always approach it as like, it has to be fun, because if it's not fun, you won't want to do it anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and when I was talking to Bureaucratic down in Dallas when I got to open for him, he was like, that's what he was saying. He was like, I never, ever, ever intended for any of this to happen.
Yeah.
He's like, I just made music, put the music out, the right people found it and liked
exactly.
it, and then it spread, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, so he said that the number one thing you do is he was like, I don't care what you sound like, if it's you, if it's your music, you're putting it out, you're putting in the hard time and the work, then it's good, it's good music.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know?
Definitely.
You know, he's like, you might not like the way it sounds, but you have to respect anybody who puts an effort into creating sound that makes people feel good.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely, definitely.
Or swaggy or sad or whatever
they want.
Whatever emotion you're trying to express.
I will say, though, at first, like with most things, is like, I definitely did it for like girls. So to be 100% honest.
Look, man.
And I was like, no, I'm actually kind of good at this too. So
in high school, that's pretty much why we almost do everything.
Exactly, yeah. So
you know?
That was definitely the motive at first. I was like, yo, girls like rappers and I like girls and stuff. So.
Yeah, so yeah. But even like together. You know, even really what that is, man, is like, so Brother Ali said this in an interview where he was like, I became a rapper because I needed a reason to be at the party.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel
he's
that,
like, I'm a black albino guy, so everybody just automatically thinks I'm white. He's like, so I needed to find a way to make people forget the way I looked and just have people think about my voice and like what I did. So it was like, the reason I started being a DJ was because I got tired of going to all these parties with terrible music.
I'll just bring stuff and start.
Might as well
but
be it
me.
Started with making CDs, you know, and having the 6-disc changer and all that, man. So. We got 1 minute left here, dog. I know that 45 minutes flies by, man.
It does.
So where can people find your music?
SoundCloud.com/Selvage.
Yeah.
Search me on iTunes, Spotify.
You're on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah, I'm on all major streaming services.
That's what's
Google
up, man.
Google Play, Amazon, whatever, all that good
stuff. You gotta get on that Tidal with Jay.
Yeah, I'm on Tidal.
Oh,
I'm on everything, man. I got the TuneCore and all that good stuff. You know what I'm
crazy,
saying?
Crazy, man.
Drive to, man. Yo, yeah, definitely play that stuff, though, so I can have some money off of it. But, you know, if you don't have it, check me out on SoundCloud.
Yeah, for sure.
All that stuff.
For
Instagram,
sure,
man.
That's
that
what's up,
stuff.
Dude. Well, man, you know, I always love having you out to Breakfast and Beats, whether it's to chill or play the music, man. Like I said, I am a fan of the music.
Yeah.
I listen to it outside of my realms and things,
that.
You know. So, man, it's been a lot of fun talking to you. I've laughed a lot. I feel like maybe 25% of the interview has just been us cracking
up. Yeah,
so
you know.
Hey. I apologize if the levels are all kinds of ups and downs tonight.
Bring me back.
Yeah. But it was a good time, man.
Definitely.
And, you know, dude, I look for more music to be coming out. So you
definitely
just keep me updated. You know, me and
coming
the boys,
soon.
We always reshare everybody's stuff.
Yes.
So once again, y'all, I've been talking with the man, Selvage, here. Check him out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Tidal, Spotify, all that fun stuff. Once again, y'all, I am Kind Beats. I'll be out of town next week, but make sure y'all come to Sunday Brunch this Sunday, all right? I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Take it easy, y'all. Peace.
Well, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to check out DentonRadio.com for new Denton artists and where they're playing next. While you're surfing the internet, make sure you check out our friends Classic of Denton at ClassicofDenton.com.